This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2. If you want to call in, please do. We'd love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. A lot of valid points being talked about right now on live chat. 1-866-582-9933. Just wanted to let you know that here's your mainstream media again. Okay, now there's a reason that 94% of the American people don't believe the mainstream media. Here's another reason. They have zero credibility. Zero. Okay. It's interesting how they all went bankrupt how many years ago? And some reason or another, they're the only ones floating above the surface. That's the government in this fascist state using your money to do so to control the narrative at all costs. That's what this is. To prove the point, here's AP, another propaganda outlet. They were brutally roasted online after bending backwards to avoid linking students' death to an illegal immigrant. Now, doesn't this go back to what I've always said concerning the conspiracy? Jeremiah 11:9. Yep, it does. Haven't I always told you that the mainstream media is used as an accomplice to attempt to cover for the conspirators? Yep. You know, a lot of the information that you have out there on certain events throughout history are completely false, and I'm talking about modern history. Wasn't it John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, said that there's nothing so false as modern history? Yep. And why? Because it's been revised. Because the people didn't hold to it, it's been revised. I'm saying that for the purpose that history's written by men who hung heroes. If you let it. If you let it. Well, that's what they mean to do. They mean to revert the story and sell it to the people opposite of the truth of the matter. Here's the AP trying to defend the illegal immigrant that murdered the innocent student in Georgia. This is Haley Gomez. Look at the name. Haley Gomez. Look at the name. Don't tell me that is not interlinked. Many of the people that are bringing illegals in on the southern border are Mexicans. Okay? Just so you know how this all works. They're all appointed. Let me take you to the Supreme Court. Sotomayor, she's an internationalist. Notice her name, Sotomayor. Appointed for what? Illegal immigration. Makes sense? Yep. Yep. I don't know why people can't put two and two together, but that is, in fact, what's going on. Here, I'll show you another prime example of that. This one really is bending people way out of proportion. Again, as if it hasn't already. I was mad concerning the first illegal that came in. And so are those that have been here that have assimilated to our way of life. They're just as angry as I am. Okay, because we're all mutts. But we've come to assimilate. Okay, these haven't, because they came in illegally. They didn't come in the right way, lawfully. Why? Lord, how can I say this a different way? Why do you suffer the abuse of these criminals? This is what I want you to see. A surrogate for Biden's claim, again, this is your government, this is not Joe Biden's government. You are the people, we the people, okay? For the people and by the people. The surrogate for Biden's claim it's racist to call out crimes committed by illegal immigrants. I'm not making it up. Hey, folks, let me tell you this, and I'm just I'm kind of right here at this plateau. Their cruelties, and I'm talking about corruption's cruelties, are swelling our ranks. That's what I see across the country. I want to say this because I could go to the local gas station right now and have a conversation probably with somebody I've never met before, which would probably be the case, and I could talk about what I'm talking about here with them, and they would be saying the exact same thing as I am. I want to say to the people that are on live chat, don't give the enemy more power than they have. I don't know how many times I need to tell you how they're playing this. A small portion of the corrupt controlling the narrative are trying to make you believe that they're the majority and that you're the minority. The opposite is true. That's why they're alluring the illegals into America, because they don't have the support that they want you to believe that they have. Did I get it through that time? I hope so. Your said government, your representative government, is defending illegals that they have drawn into this country. They're defending them in their crimes against we, the people that they're supposed to serve. If that doesn't define treason, what does? Can somebody tell me what does? 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you this again. Apparently, this is what's jacking up these devils that are harassing guys like me. And I could care less, because I, by the grace of God, am going nowhere in Jesus' name. You are. Here's the law that incriminates every single one, both federal, state, representative position, a peasant like me and you that was to bring an illegal in. It's a major no-no. 8 U.S. Code 1324. It's a big no-no. Or even if you hire illegals, you can get in big, big trouble. Now, some reason or another, I guess it's okay that the federal and the state governments can say, well, we created something called sanctuary cities. Well, sanctuary cities, by the way, is where they're drawing those people in. And you can rest assured, when you have military-aged men coming across the border in mass, it's not a Trojan horse. No, they're part of some organization that will at one day be armed against the people. You might want to ask your federal government, speaking of which, why there's 35 jihadi camps on American soil that we haven't heard from. And I'm talking about every administration since September 11th. How come we're not being told about these 35 jihadi camps on American soil? And you got to ask the question, too, like from the state of Minnesota, why the governor and the attorney general, both, by the way, Tim Walz isn't from Minnesota. He's from Nebraska. The guy, as a matter of fact, the Arne Carlson, the former governor, just denounced Tim Walz. He's a total communist. He wants to bring in 200 to 300% more illegals from the Middle East. Keith Ellison isn't from Minnesota neither. Somehow or another, he was planted as the highest law authority in the state of Minnesota when it comes to the top cops. Well, the cops denounce him. The police commission denounces him. And yet he's still there. And somehow or another, he's not from Minnesota neither. He's from Michigan. The people of the state hate his guts, but they're still there telling the rest of us what to do. Okay, so have we figured that out? Just wanted to make sure. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. but you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm going to show you a video in just a moment concerning the unthinkable. And after I get done playing that and then just kind of giving you a bit of an overview, it should come as no surprise because, again, this has been happening for a long time. David, thank you for hanging on for such a long time, my friend from California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Well, thanks, Bradley, although I think I pretty much disagree with about everything you've said. You know, you've been talking about Jesus and immigrants, and Jesus said to welcome the stranger and welcome new refugees. And so I can't imagine that Jesus is too happy about you saying turn them away, send them back, you know, give them hell, lock them in prison, distrust them. Right now, the crime rate has shown that Americans are the ones that are committing crimes and that immigrants are the ones that are safer.
Yeah, are you, what is it, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC? Which one are you feeding on?
Well, I think that's crime statistics out of the FBI.
Yeah, but the Gestapo? Really, you're going to get your statistics from the Gestapo, David?
Where are you going to get your numbers? Are you just
Hey, you sound more like a traitor to who we are than you sound like an American. You just said some things there that you put words into my mouth saying I said, which I never said. The problem I'm having, David, and the problem that everybody's having, and I said it, apparently you didn't hear that part, we're all mutts. We're all immigrants. But we came legally. There's the word right there that you didn't hear. Okay? When you have illegals being drawn in by federal and state government, committing crimes against we the people, and violating every law known to mankind, which defines treason, and then to side with them, I think that's pretty much what you just said your position was. Am I right or am I wrong? Because people don't like others coming in committing crimes against them. That's the problem everybody's having, David.
Well, take that up with Jesus, because you're the one that's making up some new version of his teachings.
So are you telling me Jesus is for lawlessness? Do you think Jesus wants criminals to be freed? As a matter of fact, if you look at even his crucifixion, Barabbas, he was a murderer in the insurrection, and he was put in the place of Christ while they delivered up an innocent man for the crimes of the guilty. That's what he came for. But I don't know what part of lawlessness don't you understand?
He was bucking Rome, right? He was bucking the king who was kissing Rome's butt.
I didn't see him bucking anybody. He was trying to get everybody back under the authority of God because they all claimed to be that. Those that made that issue were the Pharisees and the Herodians. You're kind of... Let me just say it this way, David. I'm not trying to be mean, but if you want to stick your feet in your mouth on national radio, you're doing a good job of doing it right now because you have not a leg to stand on in anything that you're saying, because I didn't say what you're trying to say. I said it's an issue of obeying the law. It's an issue of the American people being made a prey before the illegals that are being lured in illegally by the fate of the federal and state governments. That's called treason, David. That's what that's called.
Running for your life.
What's that?
Running for your life. You know, you're working for the Republicans, right, Brad?
I'm not. Hey, dude, are you kidding me, David? Do you know how many times I denounce the unconstitutional? We are a constitutional republic. How many times on this show in the last 20 years have I denounced that political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful? There is no Republican Party, no more than there's a Democratic Party. We're ruled by law in this country, David, not 101 unconstitutional party affiliates. Where are you getting this information from, dude?
Well, the Republican Party has decided that their only issue is to screw with the immigrants and screw with the border issue. They don't want to do a budget until they get the border solved. They don't want to give money to Gaza until the border is solved. They don't want to give money to Ukraine until the border is solved. And then when they have a chance to fix the border, they don't do it. So
yeah.
They want to run the clock out until Election Day using the border issue, right?
David, did
and
you know that there's... Yeah, I know. David, you're media-minded. You're feeding on the mainstream media. 94%... You're telling the truth of the CIA-controlled Mockingbird media. You're not telling anybody's truth. You're propagandizing just like they are. You're parroting what they're saying, and it's not true. Hey, listen, the Republicans... Hey, just so you know, David, just want to make clear, the Republicans and the Democrats, they're two wings to the same bird. There's absolutely no difference. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. I'm not falling for that nonsense. Well,
they used to be.
Well, they're not doing it anymore.
Now they're Nazis, Klans on one side, and there are people who are attempting to right America's ship because the Nazis and the Klan are doing their best to punch holes in it. Now, are there gold brokers in the MAGA crowd? Are the gold brokers doing their best to ruin the American economy so that they can spike gold prices?
Wow.
Are they doing fear mongering with gold in order to, and then tell me about what Jesus thinks about gold?
Well, you sound like you have a problem with Jesus, David, is what it sounds like. You keep throwing things at Jesus.
Liars. I have a problem with liars who lie about Jesus, who said, welcome the stranger. And when you start talking about these people fleeing from for their lives, people fleeing from corporations that would make them into sweatshops, and if they try to band together to get a better hourly wage down there, they end up dead.
Okay, so you're kind of going all over the boards, David. Okay, I let you say your piece. Now let me throw something back at you, okay? Is it against the law to lie? Is it against the law to steal? Is it against the law to kill? Okay.
According to the Republicans, it's not against the law.
No. I'm not talking about Republicans. We were just talking about Jesus. Let's stick to the plan. The Ten Commandments that he... Okay, you keep cutting me off, David. I've given you all the room that you needed. I've given you time to go ahead and vent, okay? And you've done that. Now, I said you have a problem with Jesus, okay? And I asked you the question, is it against the law to lie in this country? Is it against the law to steal?
Bear false witness.
That's right. It's the Ninth Commandment. Is it against the law to steal? Is it against the law to kill? Okay, well, that's all I'm doing is magnifying the law, brother, from another mother. And I'm telling you, when you have somebody come in illegally, I have a problem with it, and I'm not going to stand down to it just because the federal government or the state government said so when everybody else knows that they're committing the act of treason. I am not going to stand back and allow our women and our children to be made a prey before a bunch of illegals. And by the way, Jesus said, let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. He didn't say remove the law. He said magnify the law, Matthew 5:7. So you have Jesus completely backwards. And furthermore, I did pull up.
Talking the law of God, right?
I'm talking about, yeah, that he magnified. He didn't abrogate the law. He magnified
it. Obey the laws of Rome?
No, you are confused on that issue, dude. You are completely... He went in for the very purpose of going to the children of Abraham. He went to the lost sheep of Israel. No, you don't know the word. And here's the deal. If you're going to just sit there and refute me because of your feelings and your no standing in the issues, then don't call until you have a standing in the issues. And if you don't want to be corrected, then don't call here.
Is immigration, is the border...
Leviticus 1934... Okay, I'm just going to, David, I've given you every opportunity. You can go ahead and tell me how I am or whatever the case is. This is called irrational. The guy lives in San Francisco. Every time he calls, that's what he does. That's totally fine. But here's the deal. We're a nation and an empire of laws. Okay? We just listened to a man from San Francisco. I mean, his city has turned into a toilet concerning the government that he has submitted to. I'm submitted to God and His law like any other American is supposed to be, because God is the one that gave the law. And I am in turn, by a law abider through grace, Ephesians 2:8-10, I'm going to uphold that law through faith, Romans 3:31. Okay? I can go to Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40:7, Hebrews 8:10, Hebrews 10:7. I don't understand what people don't understand. Jesus didn't come to abrogate or amend the law. He came to fulfill the law. What do you think the cross was? It showed you a hatred for his sin. And what did you have? What did you have there? You had the king dying for the criminal. That's how important it was to hold to the cross in magnifying the laws. One more point. We'll get back to our topic here. If you want to call in, you can. 1-866. I love calls like that, by the way. 1-866-582-9933. Immigration laws. Leviticus 19:34. I made reference to this on the screen, social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com. There is immigration laws, okay? David doesn't understand that because he's from the hippie generation that doesn't understand love, because the law fulfills, the love fulfills the law. Matthew 22:37.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Amid escalating humanitarian concerns in Gaza, the U.S. set to initiate airdrops of aid into the region. John Kirby, spokesperson for the National Security Council, confirmed that the airdrops will start in the coming days. The CDC has updated its COVID guidelines. You no longer need to isolate for 5 days. The new guidance covers COVID and other respiratory infections. People with COVID can resume normal daily activities if they have been fever-free for 24 hours without medication or if their symptoms have been improving. Closing arguments have concluded in the Georgia hearing regarding whether Fulton County District Attorney Fawnie Willis should be removed from Donald Trump's election interference case. The judge anticipates giving a decision within the next 2 weeks. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What you call contending. You know, it tells us that we're supposed to contend. I want to play this video for you in just a moment. But, you know, again, with all due respect, and I was trying to be as cool as I possibly could, every time David calls in, he's of a froward heart. And I think he got a pretty good taste of what I was talking about. It says in Jude, verse 3, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence," that means painstakingly holding to it, "to write unto you the coming salvation, liberation from bondage, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." Folks, a lot of the times, as a matter of fact, I've never had an issue where it wasn't this way, where when people try to talk against what I know, they're fools for their pains. Literally. Because you can't take out of a man... A devil can't take out of a man what God has put in him. Okay? So they're fools for their pain. Let me go back. "For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. They were ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." Most people don't understand what grace is. Grace isn't succumbing, it's overcoming, and it's the power to restrain from sin. "Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound." You overcome, you grow in Christ, 2 Peter 3:18, growing in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're putting on the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not making our excuses for sin, we're putting off sin, okay? Read 1 Corinthians 9:27 as well. I think that's another thing I was doing, and I do it all the time, is I always back up everything I'm saying with the Word. Because I am not here to preach my Word. Now, if you want my opinion on something, it's going to be, I can tell you right now, it's going to be allied with the Word of God. Okay, and as you can once again hear, David didn't want to hold to the word, nor did he know the word. He just wanted to throw out there, you know, I'm one of those Bible-beating individuals once again. Well, whatever the case might be, if it brings you to repentance, then I'm doing my job. That would be called love, by the way, not hate, right? So it's pretty crazy. But I want to show this video to you, and then what I want to do is I want to come back and just show you again. I want to highlight what the American people are putting up with within their governments. Just to show you again, this has been going on for a long time. I have a page, it's called the 87 Politicians, that were busted for crimes against children. We have something called Conspiracy of Silence that's been out there for decades, where your government under George Bush and Ronald Reagan were trafficking children. And this is common knowledge. Also look up Paul Bonacci, but watch that documentary. So just so you know that this is not new. Also keep in mind, back in the 70s, I believe it was the 70s, maybe the end of the 60s, I'm not sure, I wasn't old enough to understand any of that. When Nixon was in office, there was something called the Watergate. And I know that most people, because they took it for the media and their face value, the media withheld from you that that was a cover-up for a pedophile ring. They called it Watergate because they wanted you to believe that it was this party going after this party and stealing documents. Well, it's the same thing as Bill Clinton in the 90s. Remember, they wanted to blame him for committing adultery with Monica Lewinsky. Folks, there was a ton of women. It had nothing to do with why he was being impeached, Article 2, Section 4. He was being impeached, friend, for something called Chinagate. Bill Clinton in the 90s was selling U.S. military secrets to the Chinese, and he got busted doing it. Now they're doing this in the light of day, and everybody in this country just acts like it's the norm. One more point. Somebody said something about, you know, I'm trying to figure out this thing with Russia and this thing with China. It's like, hey, guys. What you need to understand is this is what's going on within the United States domestically concerning the politics, the two wings of the same bird, the right and the left fighting against each other. They're not fighting against each other. They're on the same team. It's the same thing with Russia and China. It's the same thing with the Pope, and it's coming out of the People's White House. It's called the global order. Our forefathers would just be so ashamed at what they've seen this country come to. This next video, this next audio is incredible. And it's stuff that we've known for a long time. And this is why you see said representatives, they're pedophiles. Like the guy out in San Francisco from David's backyard who's trying to normalize pedophilia. The whole sodomite agenda is premised on man-boy love. Their slogan is sex before eight, before it's too late. And just to further solidify that, we're going to go over to Colorado, and I want you to listen to what this representative has to say. His name is Representative Andrew Rossenecker. Do understand they have Jared Polis, who I did a video of probably about 12, 13 years ago, highlighting the fact that he's a pedophile. Now he's the governor of the state. Okay, and again, it was one of those things when I seen it, which just came across my desk. It's like, how could it be otherwise? People don't want to listen, then it happens, and then what they want to do is they want to deny it's happening until it comes to their kids, like our friend said on live chat. That's the problem. Check this out.
These are 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old kids. They buy them for sex. Then we tried to get a bill through, Representative Bradley sent one through, that was going to put these buyers in jail. Right now, most of the time, they get off on probation. Almost all the time, they get off on probation after buying a child and raping a little child. And we tried to say, well, they need to at least serve a minimum of 4 years. And then we sat and listened to the Democrats fight against this bill, fight against putting these people in jail, and came up with all kinds of reasons, including that these buyers are victims themselves. This is very discouraging, and it's also very disgusting to me that they would actually defend this. And then they voted completely along party lines. The Democrats voted 100% that they did not want to put these pedophiles in jail. They defended the pedophiles.
Okay, so those in government are defending the pedophiles. Can I tell you why? As Spurgeon said, those that are not preaching out against sin are guilty of it. You're in Colorado, brother. Your governor's a sodomite. Talk to Paul Bonazzi about that. He used to be sex trafficked to governors to extort them. If you want to know why all the politicians, for the most part, are going the same direction, it's because they're extorted. That's why. Okay? That is, in fact, what is happening. I want to show you something else, too, you may have missed. I want you to look at this on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. This is a man dressed up as a woman that they want you to believe is a lawmaker. What God calls an abomination, Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, your government has become so debased, so immoral, to go along with this individual as to pretend with him. I wonder, who's converting who? Some people say, well, you know what, let's just go ahead and go along with them so they can get on the road to healing. That's not the road to healing. That's the road to them controlling you and teaching you what you should be teaching them. Wow! Really? Again, listen carefully. This is felonious activity. These are felons that are now sitting incumbent in government that are men dressed as women that the mainstream media is trying to protect in the face of all the information I've gave to you and given to you today. Craziness, right? Again, look, this is a man. Look at it. No, I'm not going to pretend with it. It is a man. Well, guess what happens? The lieutenant governor here, that I'm going to show you in just a moment, calls him for what she should have called him as sir. And guess what this man does? And guess who's right there with the cameras on in hopes of defending what the American people and people worldwide have rejected hands down? He walks out like a little baby because she didn't pretend with him. This isn't a game. It's not a joke. I seen somebody earlier making fun of some of the criminals within government. And I said, you can go ahead and call them names all that you want to. The fact of the matter is the joke's on you and your children. If it's this way, hey, those that make light of this, I'm curious. If it's like this today, and they've done this within 20 years, coming out and playing the victims, and what have they done over the last 20 years? But attack anybody and everybody that doesn't go along with them. That's totalitarianism, again. Told you this 20 years ago. Here we are. What are you telling us, Bradley? They don't have the shield. They have the spear. They're perpetuating the crimes. I'm just beginning. Check this out.
The senator may state it.
Madam President, how many votes would it take to pass this bill with the emergency?
A man.
That would be 4/5, Senator.
And what would be the exact number for that, Madam President?
Yes, sir. That would be 32. The question is, shall the bill pass?
So she called him sir.
That's I, those opposed.
And that's what he is. Because they're not going to pretend with him. What did he do? He went out and he whined like a little mentally ill abomination. And what happened? Well, the media's right there to say the transmaker storms out of Virginia Senate chamber after being called sir by your Lieutenant Governor Winston Sears. So what? First of all, he shouldn't be there in the first place. And we're talking about a man that claims to be a woman that is a senator? Okay. Hey, folks, you do see all of that which is in front of you right now. You do know that the powers that are tolerated by the American people, these men that are dressed as women, they're really exhibiting themselves through their representatives, those that they control. Like this man, he's just a representative of the powers that are controlling him. Are you going to let him control you too? That's a good question for you. Because it really, the buck stops with you if you so choose to obey God.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Sheriff Leaf out of Michigan. I've heard Bradley Dean speak on GCN at rallies in the state capitol lawn, and I read his book on how he left a life of sin and found the glory of God. Bradley's heart belongs to God, and Bradley speaks from the heart. Join me, and let's listen to Bradley Dean together on GCN.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Okay, so here it is. People say it all the time. I say it 50 times throughout the show. Bradley, what are we supposed to do? Really, I can't make it up, right? What happens when you don't tolerate it anymore? Well, how do you counter they'll always do whatever you let them get away with? You don't let them get away with it. What does Scripture say? As a matter of fact, I want you to hear this because this lady just responded, and I can't even make up the biblical illiteracy that goes on in this country. I honestly can't. Okay, and what am I talking about? Those that refuse to do justice will choose to do wrong, period. This is Proverbs 21, verse 7. Here's your answers. The effects of injustice, the effects of not doing anything about the crimes and waiting for God to do for you what you're unwilling to do for yourself, which will never happen, right? Or if he does, it's going to be a way that you wish you would have when you had the time to do it. What's the effects of injustice? It will return upon your own head. So when I'm highlighting all of the stuff that's going on in the country, for you to sit back and play the accomplice, what you're doing is you're adding strength to more of it. You're allowing them to breed more of it. Oh, you know, I want to say this. Answer back. I know that there's those that are just saying, Bradley, you're kicking a dead horse. Well, then that must be you who's responding. That's the dead horse. Because I've been doing this for 25 years now. And for all the seeds that I've planted across this country, in obedience to the Lord. It doesn't matter if one person wakes up. It matters what I've done. And what I've done is I can stand before the Lord and say, I've done all that you've commanded me to do, and hopefully I've done more, Lord. Okay? If they didn't respond, that's on them. That's not on me. But to sit there with your mouth shut in such a time as this, you have to ask yourself, what are you feeding on that you would remain in such a position that you're in? You have to be self-condemned. You're guilty as H-E double hockey sticks and violating God's every law, not to look out in love as creation. Oh my goodness. Crazy, right? Those that refuse to do justice will choose to do the wrong. The effects of injustice, it will return upon the sinner's own head. Or let me say it this way. And this is in effect as to the response and the fruit of your injustice. It'll fall to your kids too, which means it'll fall upon you as well. Here's a brand new one. Brand new. 52-year-old man dressed as a woman with HIV molests an infant with medical assistance. Hey, folks, why did this representative just sit here for 3 minutes and tell us that our said representatives in government are defending the acts of pedophiles? Someone want to answer that question for themselves? Or do I need to do that as well? Because it seems that more than not, I have to kind of speak into the issue for people to wake up to the facts. We just got done listening to a man tell us that in Colorado alone, he called the Dems, all of those fought against defending the victims. And in other words, protecting those that are committing the crimes against the children. I know you've heard it said before, but there's more and more people talking about the Nazis today. Matter of fact, I just seen on sonsoflibertymedia.com a brand new article by Tim, I'm sorry. And it's called Diverse Nazis. If you don't know, Adolf Hitler's Third Reich, they were masculine sodomites. They were all homosexuals because they would do his biddings. This is exactly what's happening in federal and state government today. Okay, you are on the precipice of war, civil war, because the crimes that they're creating, the people won't succumb to. They will not submit to them. And they're trying to steal away their kids. They're trying to normalize crimes against kids. Murdering kids. I mean, that's how far Americans have let it go. I want to show you this, just to take it line upon line, precept upon precept. This lady right here, the New York AG. The New York AG, the Attorney General, just to show you their plans. Lietta James focuses on transgender locker rooms more than protecting the lives of children. America, you're sick. You're immoral. To suggest that we're going to sit back and put up with this and say it's okay for whatever you want to do, when you want to do it, and how you want to do it, and because you say it's law, then therefore it must be law, and let you do it, you're sadly mistaken. You're sadly mistaken. As I said to somebody earlier on live chat, you can oppress a people for so long. And I know that those lines are being pushed every day of the week on righteous people throughout this land that are not going to put up with it. I'm just telling you that. Okay? Because I'm not standing alone in my thoughts. I'm telling you what I hear and I partake with across the country. People are asking, when do we respond? You respond now. Folks, during this invasion, also contemplate and consider that your said government right now is trying to disarm you. In the face of the illegals that they're alluring into America. You need me to tell you when you're supposed to do something? No. It is time, and I've always been for lawful reformation. It is time for the people to listen to what I'm saying to you. I don't care if they're your favorite politician. If they're not bringing justice upon the heads of the wicked, Isaiah 26, verse 9, go to Isaiah 51, verse 4 as well, they need to be removed. And no, you don't have to wait for two more years or another year, another 3 years of their criminal activities to go on through their tenure when they lie to you or commit the smallest of misdemeanors the first time. You are to lawfully have them removed. And then you are to prosecute them. If you do not do this lawfully, folks, you're going to have war. You are going to allow them to commit and create domestic insurrection. When you have a government advocating lawlessness at every given turn and warring against the children, against the family, against our land, our property rights, when they poison our air, they poison our water, they poison our food, and they have control of all of it, we have nobody to blame but ourselves. And until we take responsibility before the Lord in understanding that we are guilty sinners who need to be saved by His grace, not my ability but His, and that we are empowered by the Holy Ghost, we're going to remain the same. Revival is not going to come the way that the American church is talking about it. You can't revive that which isn't dead. They're dead in their sin. They love their sin. They hold to their sin. They're not holding to the living Christ who causes us to be witnesses of the resurrection. Nope. Nope, not at all. They're a joke. It happens between you and the Lord and you and Him alone. And until it happens there, it's not going to happen in your family. Revival, there's not going to be a revival in your community. There's not going to be a revival in the city or the state. It starts with individuals bowing down to the majesty on high and admitting our guilt for putting His Son on that cross because we broke His law, Galatians 3:24, that serves us and is used as a schoolmaster to then bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. Who justifies us by faith? Jesus Christ, Hebrews 12:2. Without Him, we are doomed. He's our Creator. He meant it to be so. And Jesus promised that you would have life and that you would have it more abundantly. But folks, acknowledge the obvious. And I'm not asking you to go to the Lord because we're in trouble. No, I'm telling you to go to the Lord because you're in trouble regardless of circumstances that are taking place in this country if you're without Christ. How do you part with sin? Unite with Christ, period. And I love you enough to tell you, but very few and far between are willing to tell you. Bad guys, be on your guard, be on your ware, because the judgments are coming on you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.